We may be seated. Amen. It's nice to be in the house of the Lord as we see the fulfillment of Scripture. And we enjoy the presence of God. We have really enjoyed the singing. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's good, you know, when you sing to the Lord.
And I've seen little children singing. Greetings in the name of. And I didn't feel good. The time the young one came to sing, things were not in place. Things were not in place. When coming in,
you should have let the child sing, you know.
You should have allowed the child to sing alone.
So you missed it, you know, when you bombarded. I would have loved to take, you know, the video and show the little ones back home. So that I can show them, see, this little one is singing. So that they will also be encouraged to sing. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when we come over here,
we learn one or two things.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you are such a good, nice bunch of people.
Amen.
Amen. Anyway,
amen.
The brother has already opened the door for us that we should continue. And that's what you are doing. We are still continuing. I think you saw in the morning when he said, a righteous man can fall seven times. That in itself shows that, you know, the Bible says he can fall seven times, but the Lord will raise him up again. It means when he falls, he doesn't lie down there, but he wants to rise up. And then the Lord will help him rise up. And as he's going again, things may happen that cause it to fall. But he will rise up again. So there's a continuity. Amen.
Amen.
That's why God loved David. There was a sense of continuity in him. Though he falls, because the Bible tells us, even when he fell, he cried out to God. In Psalm 51, he was crying out to God, and God heard him. The other time he went to the Philistines, where he was trying to run away from Saul, but there he met, you know, he was almost killed. Then he ran again to the cave of Adullam. There he cried out to the Lord, unite my heart. Amen. He was a man who desired to continue.
Amen.
We all know there was a tabernacle in the wilderness. Amen. And when he was king, he wanted the continuation of that service. And he desired to build a temple for the Lord. Because of that desire in him, God himself gave him a son, Solomon, who would continue with the same inspiration that he had. You know, if you read the book of Psalms, you see how David was always crying to God for deliverance. He was always crying to God for the peace of God. That's why he said in Psalm 23, even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I know there will be life at the end. There was that continuity in David.
Amen.
Amen. And because of that desire that was in him, God gave him Solomon, who brought peace in the land of Israel. There was no war during Solomon's time. There was prosperity.
Amen.
And then, though things went wayward, after that, God in heaven sent down the Lord Jesus Christ, who could stand and say, a greater than Solomon is here. That which Solomon desired, Jesus Christ, he came to accomplish. Amen.
Amen.
So let's just continue with the same thought. Even as we come to the end of this our convention. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, in this continuity, we were speaking on life. Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus said, he is the good shepherd. And that also that he was the source of life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, as we are talking on this life, which we have seen that life is a continuity. Life cannot be broken. It must be a continuity. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And again, for life to continue, as we have seen here, there must be the bearing of fruits. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when a tree bears fruit, then there is a multiplication of seeds, and then the seeds will bring more trees. So, life is for a purpose, and the purpose of life is enshrined in life itself. Life does not get its source from death. Life gets life from life. So all the living things were given this blessing that they should increase. So life comes from life. That's why here it says, you should add to your faith virtue. And then you continue adding and adding. Now, if these things now, when they are added, the Bible then says, they shall increase your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you shall have fruits, so that there is the continuity of that life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, there is always a purpose why there must be multiplication. Amen.
Amen.
It's not just to be many, but there is a purpose. In the book of Genesis, I think it's chapter 28, when Jacob was sleeping at that place, Bethel, God came down to him in a dream and says, I am going to multiply you. Amen.
Amen.
And when I multiply you, your children shall inherit this place where you are sleeping alone. Amen.
Amen.
Now, for that to happen, then Jacob took a stone and put there a pillar and poured oil on the pillar and says, now if I go and you give me the things that pertain to continuity, You give me a place to sleep. You give me clothes to wear. You give me food. And you bring me back to this place. Then I'll build a house for you here. Amen. So his continuity, his bearing children, will be for the purpose of coming back there and worship the Lord. Can you see that?
So
now, when we ever think of the worshiping of God, we must know and get this, where do we get worship? We see Abraham with Melchizedek. When Melchizedek met Abraham, Abraham gave a tithe to Melchizedek. And the scripture says, that time Levi was still in the loins of
Abraham.
And way down the line, Levi then was called to be priest. Because Abraham worshipped and gave tithes to Melchizedek, who had no beginning of time and ending of years, which means he lived forever. And he was coming from the city of Salem, which is the city of peace. Amen. And because Abraham did this, he did it not by commandment. He did not do it by coercion. No, he did it by the revelation that he got from Melchizedek. And who is Melchizedek? He's a continuing one. Amen.
Amen.
And because of that continuity, then it was put on
Abraham
to bear a son, and who bear another son, who bear other sons, until there was a nation. Amen. So this is the purpose of life, is to accomplish a purpose in God's program. Amen. So Jacob had to do something here that will be of impact to his children, that they would worship God. Amen. So what is the whole purpose of us being alive? The Bible tells us that there was laid a stone in Zion, which is the chief cornerstone. And that stone was despised by builders. But it was a precious stone. Now we, as living stones, now, can you see that? Even if we are referred to as stones, we know stones cannot multiply, they have no life. But for us, even when we are given that name that we are stones, the scripture says we are living stones. And we come to that cornerstone, and we will build a spiritual house. And in that house will be God's dwelling. And God is life. Amen. So the purpose of life is for the glory of God. The purpose of life is for us to worship God. We see that in Abraham when he gave tithes to Melchizedek. We see it in Jacob when he put that stone for a pillar. It is all pointing to worshiping God. Amen. That's why we don't live to satisfy the things of the world. No. We live to worship God. Amen. Our very being. Why do we live to worship God? Because God is a living God. He is not a God of the dead. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So he is a living God. And now we worship him by life. Amen.
Amen.
Because there's one thing with God. You can't worship him outside himself. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
You cannot put God there. And then uchitangati kususumira kuti ukamuone kuti Mulungu ali pati.
Then you start acting as if you are not seeing that where is God.
No.
Yeah.
You don't worship him when he's far away. You worship him in him. That's why Jesus said, I'll be in you and you'll be in me and I'll be in the Father. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
We don't worship God outside himself. We worship him by his word. And if you still remember, when the young ones were here in the morning, one of them said, "This the scripture says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God." Why was the word with God? Because it was God. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
You cannot separate the word from God. And you cannot separate God from the word. Amen.
Amen.
So what is the purpose of life? You know, the devil has come in. And introduced death. But it was so painted that people think death is life. But life is life. We worship God by the power of life. What we do is a promotion of life. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we exercise. Because we want to live. That's why we eat. We want to live. Can you see that?
Amen.
That's why we establish homes. Because you want to live. As I was saying yesterday, my grandfather is no longer here on earth. But he had a son. And that son was my father. He did not want to die. But he knew he would die. Because of that, he bore this son. And that son bore me. And I also have a son. And that son, by God's grace, has got a son. So I cannot die. There is that continuity. Amen. And that continuity is by virtue of life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, why do we want to live? Because we want something to stay. Amen.
Amen.
There's a legacy that must live. And that can only continue when there are people living. There's a name that must live. And that name can only live when there are people who are living. Amen.
Amen.
Now God has given us life. What is the purpose of life? Is it just to enjoy ourselves? That is not so. There's a purpose why God gives us life. Now, because God wants to give us life, he gives us those things that make us live. We have read in the scripture, because you have faith, if you live that faith like that, it will die. Faith must eat. Faith must live so that it can continue. So on your faith, add virtue. So when you add virtue to your faith, your faith is invigorated. And it will have life. And because now you have that life, you desire to know, what is my purpose of being here? That's why after virtue comes knowledge. Amen. Now when you know, then you have got a purpose to live. Then you have temperance. You have patience. Can you see that?
Amen.
That patience gives you that temperance. Amen. Can you see that?
Amen.
You are growing. You are adding life to life. Why do we want to live then? There's a purpose why we live. We don't just live to live.
Amen.
There's a reason why we live. Amen.
Amen.
And of all things that can be lived for, to worship God is the ultimatum of everything. If you have life, good health, a good job and money, and you don't worship God, you are chaff. You are nothing. Can you see that?
Amen.
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 Because whatever you have, it must be to the end that it be the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Everything that you are. You know, I was saying yesterday that I'm a man. Because I speak like a man. I said also I've got the mind of a man. And I'm also as ugly as a man. Because women, they are beautiful. They want to be beautiful. Now let me show you an example of beauty in the Bible. When Isaac was about to marry, the father sent the servant to find a wife for him. If you read in the book of Genesis, it says when the servant was at that well, and he was praying to God for the bride of Isaac, he says, while he was praying,
Rebekah,
who was the son of Bethuel, came. And then the Bible starts to describe her. Amen.
Amen.
When the servant looked at her, the Bible said she was a virgin. A virgin of life. A virgin not by age, but a virgin by the life she had lived. And also the Bible says she was beautiful. Can you see? Why did the Bible have to mention her beauty? Her beauty was one of the elements that this servant was attracted to. Can you see that?
Amen.
So her beauty played a role in her being chosen to be Isaac's wife. So can you see, beauty is for a purpose. Though she was beautiful, she was not the wife of every man in the city. Like the women of today, they want to be so beautiful until all the men can look at them. Until all the men can desire to be with them. Until all the men want to be with them. That is not true beauty. Beauty is for your husband.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And you are so particularly beautiful. Can you see? You are not even as beautiful as your mother. You are not as beautiful as your sister. You are so beautiful that your husband chose you. Can you see that? And that's where ubwino umatelera pompo.
That's where beauty ends.
No more beauty. Can you see? Because if some other men think you are beautiful, that is danger now to that man. Don't you ever think somebody's wife is beautiful? You men. Because at one time, there was this man who was called
Abimelech.
He looked at Sarah
and
thought she was beautiful. Sure, Sarah was beautiful. She was beautiful for
Abraham.
But then this Abimelech says, but she's beautiful. And he took her, and you know what happened. No other woman is beautiful in her life. Your wife is beautiful. And your wife is not beautiful for another man. It is for you.
It ends there. Yes, sir.
And if it ends there, then there's continuity of life. Amen.
Yes, sir.
But if every woman becomes beautiful to every man, that's when we get these venereal diseases now. Can you see that? But now, what is this life? And what is the purpose of life? Why are you alive tonight? As I was saying, you ladies, why are you so beautiful? You are beautiful because of your husband, and you are beautiful to your husband. Amen.
Amen.
That's why when man get married, you know things are just developing nowadays. I had my nephew one time saying we are going to have a bachelor's party. So I knew I was not invited there. Because it was a bachelor's party. Can you see that? But there's another group again. It is a nice club, and it is a club of the blind. A club of the blind. People who are blind. You know, it's good to see, you know. That's one of the best things that God gave us. Is sight. How many brothers there are blind? Okay, don't worry. I've got a needle in my room there. I'm bringing it, you know, after the service. I want to prick your eyes. You must be blind. When you chose your wife, you are blind to all other women. You have joined the club of the blind. You can't even see.
Yes, sir.
Because a blind man, you put something so close to him, he can't see. That's how you are when you join that club. Maybe there are those who do not know what that club is. How many belong to that club? Okay, I'll invite you to join our club. Okay. All right. Now, we just want to talk on this, the essence of life. Why did Jesus say, I give my sheep life? Would it be just for them to be alive? There is a purpose why God has made you alive. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of John, Jesus said,
yes, wanati.
I am the true vine.
Amen.
Amen. And the branches belong to the vine. And every good branch is pruned so that it can bear fruits. So the purpose of the branch is to bear fruits. Amen.
Amen.
So the pruning,
kupurura,
the watering,
na kutirira,
the applying of fertilizers,
kufaka manyoa,
the end result is for it to have fruits. That's why Jesus cursed the fig tree. It had very good roots, a very good trunk, very good branches, nice leaves, but there was no fruit. Because the purpose was not achieved, God, Jesus cursed the tree. Amen.
Amen.
So why do we live? What's the purpose of our being alive? We just give a few examples here. In the book of Luke chapter 7, in chapter 7 of the book of Luke, we'll just read a few verses from there. Luke chapter 7, we'll read verse
37.
Then the whole multitude of the... let me see. That's chapter 8. Okay. We'll go to chapter 7. Verse 37. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, which she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment.
Onani, muzimai anabwera mumzinda anali ochimwa. Anazi wakuti Yesu anankara na madierero na afarisi mnyumba. Analeta bokosi ya mafuta.
And stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wipe his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment.
Anaimirira pamapazi yake, kumbuyo alira, ana gwesa misozi pamapazi, na kusuka mapazi ya Yesu na sisi zake, na kuyafionfionta, na kuyazoza ndi mafuta.
In verse 47, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is given, the same loveth little.
Mwaicho, nikamba kwa imwe, machimo ake ambiri akuru kidwa. Chifukwa aina chikondi chochuruka. Koma kwa uyo aina tungono tumachimo, chikondi chachingono chipasidwa kwa iye.
Amen.
Amen.
Here was a woman who knew she was a sinner.
Apa pali mzimai anali kuziva tinochimwa.
And she wanted forgiveness.
Anali kufuna ukuru kitwa.
So she went to wash the feet of Jesus.
Anaenda kusuka mapazi ya
and
Yesu.
And anointed them with oil.
Anaya zoza na mafuta.
And Jesus says her sins are forgiven.
Yesu anati machimo yako ya kuru kitwa.
Because her sins were many.
Chifuka machimo yake anali ambiri.
She gave a service to the Lord which was much.
Anapasa nshito yochuruka kwa ambuye.
She washed his feet.
Anasuka mapazi yake.
In the recognition of the forgiveness of her sins. Amen.
Amen.
Now, can you see here? Here is a sinner. And because she was forgiven her sins, she could not worship God in her state of sinfulness. But when sins were forgiven, she was then able to serve the Lord. So this is one sign that sins are forgiven. Remember, the scripture says, if we don't keep on adding virtue, temperance, and things, we will be barren. And we'll forget our sins were forgiven. But when we keep on adding these, because the foundation is faith, and then comes virtue. And what is faith? Faith brings us to God, and then we are justified by faith. When we are justified by faith, we add on now virtue. Because now we are justified. We are cleaned. Amen. Why are we cleaned? Because we have faith. So now we have virtue. Virtue is the power to do good. Now, can you see now? We are coming now to working or doing service to God. Amen.
Amen.
So, when you do something for the Lord, you are adding to your faith. And because you are doing good, John 15 then comes in. It says that branch will be pruned. Can you see that?
Amen.
You are pruned because you are bearing fruit. So when you are pruned, that is a continuation of life. That is a blessing upon you. You are being pruned. So now when you are pruned, you are gotten rid of all those useless things. Amen.
Amen.
Because the fertilizer in the soil and the watering there brings life. Amen.
Amen.
And when that life comes up, shoots start to come out. Shoots, those shoots, they are not good for the branch. But where do they come from? They come from that life. So they must be taken off. That's what it is when God blesses you. Blessings are good. They come from God. As the brother here in the morning was saying, that he got a job, and as if that was not enough, he was also promoted. And I want to believe promotion brings more money. Money is not bad. And another thing, promotion, it gives you exposure. There were people whom you couldn't even greet in the corridor. But now you are promoted. You can sit with them. You can talk with them. Many avenues are opened. But as many avenues are being opened, sins are also being added. Can you see? Because when you are walking into your job, you would pass the reception desk there. Because you are a nobody at the company, the girl will just look at you and let you go. But now we have been promoted. When you pass there, do you think she will just keep quiet? Morning, sir. Can you see that? So promotion comes with, it's a package. it comes with things, but it needs God to prune off all those things. Can you see that? So that you can grow into that perfection. Amen.
Amen.
So that's one thing with God. When this woman started to serve the Lord, it means there was a multiplication of what she was giving to the Lord. Can you see that? That's why this brother was even promoted. There was a particular service he was giving to the company. But they saw that he's good. So they give him more responsibility. Can you see that? If he was coming to work at 11 hours instead of 7:30, do you think you'll be promoted? You wouldn't. On payday, he doesn't come, he gets his pay and doesn't come to work for 3 days. Would he be promoted? You see that? So the power of life comes from your service. When you serve the Lord, you are not losing, but you are promoting your own life. Because you are of service, God gives you life.
Amen.
You see that?
Amen.
You know, when Israel would sin,
Israel
and they would be taken into captivity, and they go there maybe to Babylon, or whatever nation would overcome them. Have you ever read of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Daniel? They were taken into captivity. But because of their stance on the word of God, they were not treated like slaves there. They were not treated like slaves. Rather, they were put in a school. And they were made to be governors. While others were slaves. Digging and doing all those things. Why were they put into such positions? It was because of their commitment to God. Can you see that? That's why they did not live like slaves there. So when you do service to the Lord, you are not losing anything. But rather you are getting to yourself promotion. And God gives you the means of living. Can you see that?
Amen.
You remember there was this Nehemiah. He was a slave. But what was his job? Just to pour wine for the king. While others are doing hard work there, he's busy pouring wine for the king. Things are lightened in your life because of your service to the Lord. Amen. Can you see that? So that's why God gives us life. It's because we are serving Him. When you read chapter 8 of the same book of Luke, it says there were women who were walking with Jesus and His disciples. These women had been healed from diverse diseases and evil spirits. There was Mary Magdalene and Mary the wife of Chuza. There were many women. And he says they were serving the Lord because they had been delivered from all evil spirits. Amen.
Amen.
And as they were serving the Lord, they were enriched with the wisdom of the gospel. Amen. So when you are delivered, there is that you must serve the Lord. Amen. You are not losing when you are serving the Lord. But rather, you are getting the ingredients that make you live. Amen. So life is deliverance from bondage. Moses was told by God, when you come out of Egypt, for you to know that it is I who has delivered you, you shall worship me in this mountain. And then the message Moses took to Pharaoh, He says, let these people go that we may worship God in the wilderness. So deliverance was to the end that they would serve the Lord. Can you see that? And for you to know that you were delivered by God, there is that which is in you that desires to serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It is not hard for you to sit in church and hear the word of God. Even if we say here we are going to have 3 services today, it won't be hard for you. Because you are serving the Lord. Why are you serving the Lord? Because you have been delivered. And now when you are delivered, you desire to serve the Lord. And as you are serving the Lord, then God will give you things that pertain to serving the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's why on the day of Pentecost, they were up there worshipping the Lord. And what did God do? He gave them the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
There they were one heart, one soul. They wanted to worship God. They did everything that they thought was supposed to be done. Even in those days, Peter stood up and said, Judas Iscariot, he was one of us, but he went to his place, even as the scripture said. But the scripture also said, let another one take his place. So let's vote and find out who can take his place. You know, there was a lot of business in that upper room. People doing this and doing that, wanting to perfect themselves. And then all of a sudden, there was that great mighty wind, and God gave them the Holy Ghost. When they were given the Holy Ghost, what did they do? They started to worship God, to praise God. They did not need an interpreter. God himself wanted to do to them the desire of their heart. They wanted all the people to know this great thing that had happened. And God did something special. He gave them new tongues. For what? To serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because in the upper room, they were already serving the Lord.
Amen.
So God gave them another tongue.
Amen.
Because they were serving the Lord. When you serve the Lord, God keeps on giving you the ability and those things that are needful that you may even serve the Lord more. So serving the Lord is the reason why you were brought to life. And you only live by that which brought you to life. Can
Amen.
You see that?
Amen.
We saw about the baby. The baby in the mother's womb is fed by the mother. And when it is born, it is fed by what brought it to life. She sucks milk from the mother. She came from the mother, and she lives by the mother. You are delivered of God. You live by God. And how does God implant life in you? It is while you are serving God. Amen.
Amen.
While you are serving God, God gives you the ability to serve him. Amen.
Amen.
That's why Abraham was given life. It was not for himself, but he was serving God, and he was only one. Then God says, now, I want to make a covenant with you so that you will worship me. And again, because I want to be worshipped, I will give you children. And those children must also be in the covenant so that they can worship me. And then Abraham was given children, not solely for himself, but that he may worship God. Can you see that? He was only one. But God gave him more children. One was the priest. The other one was the king. Can you see that? The other one was a header of sheep. Because God wants a king to rule over his people. And he wants a priest to guide in the worship. And he wants the shepherd to bring sheep for the sacrifice. So Abraham was given many sons. To the end that they may worship God. So when you serve God, God will give you the things that pertain to your serving Him. So don't think you are losing when you serve the Lord. We should serve the Lord. That is our source of life. That's how we can live when we serve the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here the scripture tells us in the book of Romans chapter 12. In chapter 12, it says, in verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Ndikusakirani mwaicho abale ndiarongo mchifundo cha Mulungu. Kuti muzipereke tupi zanu kungala nsembe za moyo zoyera zovomezedwa kwa Mulungu kungala lingo ya nshito yanu.
Can you see now life that comes from God, it makes you to be a sacrificial lamb. It says here you must be a living sacrifice. So God gives you life so that you can give it back to Him as a service of sacrifice. That's how you live now. That's where you get life. Because when the scripture says you'll be given life, it's not just only that you are protected from being hit by a car, or you are delivered from sickness. No, you are given the things that pertain to life, that make you be able to live. So here it says, you will become a living sacrifice. Amen. And then you present your bodies. Amen. Amen. As a sacrifice, which is holy, acceptable, and a reasonable service to God. Now, can you see, by that, you don't go about, you know, destroying your body in bad things. You don't need a law to tell you don't commit adultery. Don't go into prostitution. Don't smoke, don't drink. You no longer need those laws. Because you are presenting yourself in a holy state. That holiness is where you draw your life. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
You are living because you are holy. And now, after that, you give yourself as a living sacrifice. Now, God wants a sacrifice today, and He wants also tomorrow. And He wants also tomorrow. Can you see that? The people or the boss who employed you, He just doesn't want you to work one day. He wants you to work the next day. And then the next day. That's why he opens to you avenues that will make you love to continue working for him. He'll give you bonuses.
Amen.
He'll give you leave days. Can you see that?
Amen.
Even tea at 10 hours. So that you can stay there. How much more God now? He wants you to serve him. He wants you to worship him.
Yes, sir.
You'll be throwing things in your
way.
You remember Ruth? She was a good woman. And Boaz was watching her. And he said to Ruth, "You are a virtuous woman. You do not run around with boys here. You are sticking to the field. You are not messing up with all those girls. You are not taking after their fashions. You are a virtuous woman." Then he said to the reapers, "You reapers, I want you to leave, because when they will be reaping, they will be leaving some, you know, uncut,
with,
so that the poor can come and pick. So the poor will come with his sickle and also cut. But Boaz told the reapers, he said, don't just leave some for her, but you should cut and then heap it there and leave it for her so that it will be easy for her to pick up. And the next day, Ruth will come back again. The next day, she will come back again. So she was given all this because Boaz anali nacho cholinga.
Boaz had the reason.
He wanted to redeem her. So he must keep her on the field. God wants to rapture you. God wants to stay with you for eternity in glory. So he must keep you on the field. He will do all the good things for you. Because he wants you. And in return, you serve him. But there's nothing as good as serving the Lord. It gives you life. Amen.
Amen.
It gives you life. You don't need medicine. You need to serve the Lord. That's your medicine.
Amen. Amen.
You need not go hungry. All you need is to serve the Lord. That is your food. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You will not lose anything by coming to service and don't do some of your private work. You haven't lost anything, but rather you have gained. Because that's what the scripture here says. In the second book of Timothy, in chapter
2,
2 Timothy chapter 2,
Timothy wachiviri, mutu watu.
I just like the 19th verse, you know.
Nikonda maningi ndi mea 19.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every man that nameth the name of God depart from iniquity.
Noti mwapadera, maziko ya ambuye niyo imiridwa mchonadi. Yali na chimatiro, ambuye abaziva ake. Lekani iye wochula pazina ya ambuye ataruke kuchimo.
That's our foundation.
Ndiye maziko.
God knows.
Mulu mwaziva.
You can't cheat him.
Sunga mname.
He knows those who are his. Who are his? It is those who are called according to his purpose. Not just those who come. God has called you. God has chosen you to fulfill a purpose which is in himself. And God knows that. He didn't call you because you've got a good job. He didn't call you because you have money. He didn't call you because you've got an education. He called you because he knows you. Amen.
Amen.
He knows his own. Amen.
Amen.
He knows how to keep his own. He knows how to instruct his own. He knows how to lead his own. Amen. Because they are his own. And let those who call upon the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Amen.
Amen.
Come out of those evil things you are doing. Come out of all those dirty, dark things you are doing in your life. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, don't be associated with the filth of the world, the fashions of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Be separated.